Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. Looks like we're finally getting some smoke from Canada, I guess. Did you notice it out there today? It's pretty noticeable.
Yeah, I didn't.
But it's a big,
I'm pretty oblivious, though.
Big map of it showing it's making it down to us.
Huh.
Did you see that the president thinks that Canada owes us something for this? He said it's doing damage.
Oh.
So he may tariff them.
So if our ones in California go up there, they should do that to us.
Which is exactly what the Canadian guy said.
Yeah, like, okay.
He's like, remember last time that happened to
you? Yeah,
and we sent a bunch of crews and help you put the fire out?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like that neighborly thing when you have to borrow a cup of sugar?
Yeah. Yeah, why be normal with your friendly neighbor to the north?
Keep people guessing.
Why be normal when you can just be weird?
So Rach is out today, which is fine. We can let her have one day.
Yeah. More than that, we might be in trouble.
For some reason, she thinks she gets all next week, which I need to talk to someone about. I don't think that's a thing. I think it's one day a month. So.
I think you may be right. Yeah.
She'll be gone all next week. And.
Lord help us.
Yes. Trish is going to come in and help, but Trish is no help. She's worse than us.
She's just one of us. We'll be in here going, one of us.
Yeah, I mean, she only makes things worse. When
so
it comes
do we have
to,
any grown-ups next week?
Are there any more grown-ups besides Rage?
Yeah,
exactly.
Polly, maybe?
Matt's a grown-up.
Yeah, I could turn him, though.
Yeah.
A couple shows, he's gone.
Won't take long.
He's gone. No beard, huh?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that I did that.
Yeah, Kevin, I mentioned it when I walked in today. He stared at me like I was crazy. I'm like, there was stuff there that last week.
He was
week.
Like, well, hello, Mr. No Beard. And I was like, who the hell are you talking to? It took forever. It took an extremely long time.
To cut it?
Yeah.
How do you do it? I've never had a beard that big.
So I had I got a new trimmer, and so I was trying that out.
Yeah.
With like a guard. And the idea was that I would be able to like leave some length to it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the guard.
Well, I don't know if I was not using it right or what, but I couldn't get it even. It kept looking, you know, weird. And then, so I asked my wife, I was like, here, you give it a shot, see what you can do. And she was going every which direction. She was going crazy with it. She said, this is just like when I shave dogs at work. And so I was like, okay, I'm not sure if this is going to end up the way that I was hoping it would. And as you can see, by the end of it, I ended up basically just reducing the guard to nothing. I was trying to keep it nice and even.
Pardon me. It's all this thought of your beard being trimmed that's
getting
doing this
up.
To me. Yeah.
You're right.
I would think you'd have to be done with scissors at first. And I'm mostly thinking like of the movie The Fugitive when you did that in the bathroom.
I should have used scissors first. Yeah. I've never had a beard that long before, and I should have used scissors first because trying to get the like guarded razor trimmer thing through it was just kind of it just wasn't really working very well.
So do you immediately start growing the beard again like Michael Calhoun does his hair?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, it's I didn't shave this morning, and I probably won't. I usually just I usually shave it all off and then let it come back over time. That's how I've done it in the past.
I probably shave with an actual razor once a year.
Wow, you shave.
Yeah, everything else is just the trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
I have never shaved like with an actual
ever
razor before. I've been shaved for, you know, one thing or another.
Yeah.
Like when, you know, at the work shaving the dogs.
Yeah. Like a dog having like a dog getting a shot.
Go to the groomer.
Why have you never shaved?
I don't know. I never. So no one else in my, none of the other men in my family can really do the beard thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they
rubbing it in.
I would ask, how do you use like a razor? And they're like, oh, for that, I don't know. I don't know. I know how we do it. And then I also just, you know, it just freaked me out because you always see people go like, I cut myself shaving and I bled a whole bunch. And I'm like, I don't want none of that.
I gotta shave.
I don't want none of that. It's not that tough. Just use the trimmer. It's fine. I've been shaved one time by a actual barber for a wedding that I was going to with a hot towel.
How many times not an actual barber?
Yeah, the other one was a fake barber.
And I hated it. It was very uncomfortable.
Was it like a straight razor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not that Wyatt Earp.
I know. Why would you do that if it's not the 1800s?
Yeah, we have new and improved ways.
I know. We got all kinds of great ones now. Yeah.
I can show you. I'll bring in some razors.
Okay, we can try.
We can do it side by side.
I mean, it really is pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't like to do it, but
only
I've
a couple
it.
Rules.
Yeah.
If you are on the stream, leave us a comment because I don't really know. We have a newer way of setting up the stream, and I don't really know how it works super well. Yeah, and Rach isn't here, who always sets it up. And the fact that we haven't had. Vic's butt in here going, hello, like he is every single day is making me nervous. It's making me think that maybe I didn't hit a button right or something. Oh, there's somebody.
The dumb question. Sorry.
Why do you think that's dumb?
I mean, come on.
The answer is yes, John. We're all good. Everything's good. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Okay, good. All right. Looks like it works.
So you both saw The Odyssey this weekend. Right?
Yep.
Together?
Yes. Nope. We held hands. I told Amy we held hands. And she thought it was nice, but Kevin didn't think it was nice. Kevin got mad.
No, I didn't.
And did you see it in enhanced version or like standard?
No, I saw it in the worst way possible.
Which
is at the just okay, not great theater in Alton in the very back corner.
Like I do on
a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Worst possible experience for seeing it. Still thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Wheels, how about you?
Yeah, we didn't do IMAX or the 4DX, but we did the big, you know, the big screen at the place where we went. Yeah.
Yeah. Line me out. Tell me about
it. It's great. So, Andrew and I seem to agree that we both think it's awesome. Like elite. Like, if you take movies in the last 10, 15, 20 years, it's going to be at the top of the list. Like, it's going to be one of those. For me, there's a little bit of getting used to so many big stars in roles because you're like, ah, that's Matt Damon. Ah, that's it. But you get past it because it's so good. Like, once you get settled into the story, you're just like, whatever, that's Odysseus. You know, it's not Matt Damon anymore. But all of the stuff that was supposedly going to be a controversy is just a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. There's nothing in there that's like objectionable. Any casting you didn't like, they're in it for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
They're just not in it. So all the noise from the manosphere and all that was nonsense. Because there's nothing about any of those characters that impacts the main storyline at all. They're just names from the book.
Yeah.
And like Helen of Troy's, what do you think? 4 minutes of screen time, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 4 minutes.
Maybe. It's like nothing. There's nothing there that's like weird or off-putting. The whole story's great. It's a lot of action. It does not, to me, it didn't feel like 3 hours.
Hmm.
It felt like it was a normal length movie, but it was obviously.
Yeah, things keep happening.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, it's pretty fast-paced. Considering, you know, how long it is.
Did you guys cry?
I teared up at one point.
I heard from several people they cried several times.
There was a lot of it in the theater.
Yeah. I teared up a bit. But it was very exciting. Very fun to watch. I like movies where lots of stuff happens and it's got a bunch of, like, weird. The Green Knight was sort of like this, too.
I like The Green Knight.
Just a lot of, like, weird fantasy happenings all back to back.
What was the most impressive scene?
Oh, boy.
Boy, that's so hard to do.
A lot of the stuff at sea is very interesting.
Yeah.
Not because it's like, you know, the most impressive scenes in the world, but mostly just because
they really convey the difficulty.
Yeah, and yeah, shooting on location in the ocean is always like a crazy thing to me.
I think the best thing, like overall, well, not the best thing overall, but one of the best things overall is they make it look as difficult as it was, right? Like the difficulty of this journey is conveyed in those 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Like you're in there and you're like, why that much suck? You're on the ocean for weeks and you're starving and you get on this island and you can't touch anything because if you touch anything and you show up on another place and like, oh my God, there's giants. It's pretty good. I did like the scene with the last Dragonians. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was maybe the most impressive
part to me. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Knowing that, so they go to an island with these like 12-foot tall...
Saw them.
Spoiler on a multi-thousand-year-old story.
Sorry, and,
kidding.
And it's just, it's really technically impressive because he really did hire like 7-foot tall people and then do like wacky camera tricks to make them appear every
like,
bit of...
Like 9 or 10 feet, yeah.
Every bit of 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
And... It is fun.
I saw that the Cyclops is the guy from the Don't Worry, Be Happy video.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that means.
The comedian with the rubber face and he and Robin Williams.
Oh, I see. So he played the, I get you. So that he did the live action acting
and,
out version of it. Okay.
And he is actually 30 feet tall.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. Yes.
He was in that video.
In camera angles.
IRL.
In camera angles.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's and it's got an interesting. I mean, obviously, it's based on. I mean, it's not based. It is the story that's been around for all these centuries, but there's also a point to it.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, like there's a really point that actually probably matters now.
Mm-hmm. Trump.
Well, no, just in general, like in
He's
life,
in
like think about like
they talk about him.
Yeah, they brought him up. Just the idea that. I don't want to do too much. I want to be careful because I know that I know it's an old story, but I also know that there are people that aren't as familiar with it, so they want to have a little bit more of the discovery of the movie. So I'll keep it as simple as I can. There's a point about how people treat other people that applies today.
Mm.
Winning isn't the only thing that matters, but that's how we act. That's how we treat each other. We just want to win. And in this. It's a major part of the regret of the story.
Hmm.
Which, if you know the...
Didn't know there were lessons. I'll be avoiding that.
Yeah.
The lessons are kind of a bummer because you're just like, you know, hey, I didn't come here to learn.
Yeah, don't try and tell me who to be.
Don't preach at me.
Show me the one-eyed guy. take a quick break here and come back and we'll talk a little Cardinals baseball, kind of a disappointing series.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 121. Rach is out today. She'll be back tomorrow. But then you may not want to listen at all next week. She's gone the whole time. I may show up. I may not. I don't know. You guys can come and go as you please. Let James do the show. I don't care. So let's talk a little sports. Let's talk a couple of things before baseball. First of all, Cam Scataboo, who a lot of you don't know, may be the dumbest monkey in the jungle.
Dude, that guy is a knucklehead.
There's something wrong with that guy.
Yeah,
I love him.
I mean,
yeah.
For real.
I love him.
Why?
Because
there's something wrong with him?
Yeah.
And he's like... completely out of his mind.
He's like a Spider-Man villain.
And for some reason, the people in his life, I don't know if they can't get through to him or what, but like his whole shtick where he like, you know, every hallway he walks down, he has to like slam his head into a brick wall or whatever. Like, buddy, you are not setting yourself up for a long and fruitful career, Monfrere. And no one seems interested in being in his life seems interested in being like, hey, so we need to have a talk about you acting like a maniac all the time.
I mean, you want to shorten your NFL career, keep on going the way you're going.
Yeah. Didn't he just have surgery on his leg?
Yeah, he blew out his knee.
He's doing backflips.
Yeah, and almost buckled
landing
it.
Awkwardly. Yeah.
Fell on his ass because he's such an idiot.
Yeah.
If I were the Giants, I'd be like, dude, we're going to start fining you.
Yeah.
You need to stop being an idiot. You're a professional athlete. If you don't want to play football, fine. Retire. Go be a wrestler. Go be something else. Go be a famous person. You want to play football, take care of yourself.
That's the part that I'm most surprised by, that the Giants haven't stepped in with the, like, you know, professional CTE getting and gone like, hey, stop doing this.
I mean,
stop ramming your head into everything.
And his response when people ask him, I was like, I'm just going to keep being me.
Yeah.
Okay, Fred Flintstone, go ahead and blow your career, you moron.
For real, I imagine he's difficult to communicate with.
I mean,
like Coco the gorilla.
Dude. How hard is it to just, like, when you're a professional athlete, to put your profession before being an idiot?
And then what's the thing with Bryson DeChambeau, the golfer?
Oh, my God.
I mean, this has been percolating for a while now, I guess.
Bryson DeChambeau needs to be shot off into the sun. So, obviously, he's a great golfer.
Reasonable.
Great golfer. Not the most popular guy in the world, but whatever. Who cares? A lot of athletes aren't popular. So, he was in the British Open. It was obviously played this past weekend. And there was a bit of controversy because he was penalized for clearing his backswing in a big, heavy rough. He disputed that he did it. Fine. Rules disputes happen all the time. Mm-hmm. He's in the middle of arguing this with tournament officials, and he tells them he wants them to call Donald Trump to fix it. He wants the president of the United States to intervene in the British Open because his feelings are being hurt because he screwed up. The president, I mean, again, he knows the president, like they golf, like, whatever, that's cool. I don't care. It's not about this president. That's not.
That's a little about this president.
But it's also, that is not a presidential level emergency to invoke the name of the leader of the free world for your golf tournament.
For a two-stroke penalty. Yeah.
Yes.
Which you clearly deserve.
Like, seriously, could you be a bigger country club ninny?
What are you saying?
I can unclench now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, does anything more scream, I'm a privileged rich person, fix my problem?
It's pretty bad.
Like, come on, dude.
You know who else did that? Tiger. Remember when he was...
Yeah, when he rolled his car.
Like, you need to stay over here by me. Oh, I was just talking to the president.
Yeah.
President Trump. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah.
He said you should let me go, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this is not a Donald Trump thing. This is a Bryson DeChambeau. Who do you think you are? That your little golf tournament, I don't care if it's the British Open or just you and your buddies, that doesn't rise to the level of trying to bring in the president of the United States. You are an absolutely entitled idiot if you think that is a reasonable thing to suggest.
I thought it was interesting, too, that even before that, before we knew that, when they were interviewing like Rory and Scotty and all those guys, they're all like, I don't like him.
No, he's not popular.
Let me get that out there first. Yeah. I don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah. That tells you something. And again, those guys aren't all the most likable people sometimes either.
Yeah.
But that's one of the more stunning signs of your privilege that you're so into this that you think that this rises to that level where you get to involve the president. First of all, the president doesn't have any say over the British Open.
What's he going to do?
What's he going to do? I mean, I guess, well, he influenced FIFA, so I don't know, maybe. Like, what's wrong with your brain makes you think that that's even a sentence to say?
Speaking of FIFA, just so we can get this over with. Did you see Trump embarrass himself again?
I did not.
Oh, no, you didn't?
I didn't
pay attention to anything on the postgame.
You have to watch the trophy ceremony. Yeah,
I don't.
You know how he loves the trophies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he loves being a part of it. And a couple of the players, like, iced him out, wouldn't shake his hand. And then they're clearly trying to get him off the stage so they can celebrate the World Friggin' Cup. And even, what's-his-face, the FIFA guy who loves Trump, was literally taking him physically and going like, okay, now you can just step over here, just step away. And he's like, no, I'm good with this. This is good.
There's just something so wrong with you if you need to glom onto other people's achievements.
Yeah.
Any of us. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you feel like you need to be a part of something you had nothing to do with, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Well, also the need to be the center of everything.
Yeah. I mean, you already are. You're already the most powerful person
like
in the world.
Like Rage always says, like, why is this not enough?
I know.
You're the most famous man in the history of the world.
Maybe, yeah.
Very well may be.
Yeah, he definitely did that. But at some point, like, in sports, we like to say, have some feel.
Yeah.
Have a little feel for what's happening around you.
Pretend you've been here before.
Yeah, because all those people, they don't care about you. Those people on that stage don't care about you. The fans of that team, they don't care about you.
No.
And that's not even political.
No.
It's a soccer event. Those are the soccer players that won the World Cup.
Yeah.
You had nothing to do with that.
Step out of the way.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Listen up. This is going to be important. We're talking to our good friend, Dr. Tiffany Osborne from WashU Medicine. We're going to talk about what's going on with lettuce and Taco Bell and your booty and all that kind of stuff. Doc, I don't want to be flirty with you, but when I think of you and I think of explosive diarrhea, I just can't help but think of Dr. Tiffany Osborne. So. Thank you, Andrew.
Wait.
I appreciate having an awkward joke not land because she's not on the phone.
Wait. Okay, she's here now.
That was
okay.
Great.
Hello, Doc.
Uh-oh.
Keep trying.
Oh, come on. There we go. I hear something.
Okay. There we go. Now I hear a hiss.
Third time's a charm.
I was just going to quit if that one didn't work. Just walk out.
You were going to quit.
This is my retirement.
That's great.
I didn't think that I was being ignored there, for sure.
So, Doc, let's start out from the very beginning. Here's what I know. I know that we're picking this stuff up off of leafy green vegetables and so forth. My first question is, let's say that Wheeler catches it from his salad. Can I catch it from Wheeler, or is it only through contact with food?
Yes, only through contact with contaminated food or water. You can't get it from another person.
Okay. This is going to be a little bit gross, but it's a gross topic. Is this coming from human excrement on the produce? Is that how it happens?
That's one way that it can happen. Basically, you get the parasite inside of a person, and then the person's stool has then contaminated either a water source that's used to irrigate the food or the food itself. That's typically like how it, and then what happens is basically these things that come out of you, that basically you can consider it like the egg of a parasite, right? So It's got a hard type of shell around it that is very protective of the parasite, and then it's in sort of this irrigation or water that's used to spray the vegetables, and it then matures in temperate climate. So it actually has to be pretty hot in general for it to mature to the point where it can become infectious when you eat it. It takes like 14 days for it to actually go from being like this egg to being this infectious thing that you ingest. And then it takes around 2 to 14 days for you to develop symptoms after you have become exposed to it. And the thing is that it doesn't take very much for it to infect you and actually become infectious. So if you ingest even a little bit, then it can cause an infection in you. And one of the issues with that is that typically you would say, you know, your post-harvest decontamination, like a lot of times they might spray chlorine or something to try to make sure things are dead, you know, killed off, any type of infectious organism. But that doesn't work on these particular organisms because that shell around that egg that we're calling is so protective. So washing it doesn't help because it sticks to these leafy vegetables. It helps a little bit, but it doesn't get it completely off. Taking off the outside, you know, if you have like a cabbage or something, or you have an iceberg lettuce and you're like, oh, I'm just going to take off the outside leaves, that doesn't help because it gets inside of it. Washing it off doesn't help because it doesn't take it all off. And if you only need to ingest a small amount for it to infect you.
So basically, if the farm where you get your produce from was infected by this, your chances are really good of you being infected by this.
That is correct.
And wow, I mean, I just have to sit with that for a second because everyone's out there thinking, no, I heard if you do this and if you dunk them and if you that and if you take the first few layers off. So, Doc, this is going to sound like a bad stand-up joke, but it's the truth. I don't eat a lot of vegetables at all, especially leafy green vegetables. Is that okay for me to keep doing that for a couple months and just kind of lay low?
So, yes, with a caveat. So what I'll tell you is, like, I predominantly eat vegetables. Like, that's my predominant food source. And in general, the way this works is they track it to a specific food source. So this, the iceberg lettuce that they were talking about, that's what you would really want to avoid. Now, I've got to say, so the CDC has about 1,650 confirmed cases, right? Around 140 hospitalizations, around 5,000 illnesses that are, quote, under investigation. Now, originally, when the FDA came out and said, we know where this is coming from, really what they were saying was the surveillance test was positive for the iceberg lettuce that was coming specifically from Taylor Farms, right, in Mexico. But what it was surveillance. And the thing with surveillance is you're looking at sensitivity over specificity. So basically, you're saying in my surveillance test, it's going to be super sensitive because I would rather have a false positive than miss any tests. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do confirmatory tests afterwards. Well, when they did the confirmatory test, it was negative. So basically, they said that this was a false positive that came from Taylor Farms. So they can't say they have a definitive source. Now, having said that, of that 1,650 confirmed cases from everything I've read, and I've been going through like the FDA publications and the CDC publications, and you know, like I've been going through a lot of different sources. Based on what I think I'm seeing, is that of those 1,600 cases, probably 95% of them, the people said they ingested iceberg lettuce from a Taco Bell, and the iceberg lettuce came specifically from the Taylor Farms in Mexico. So that's where they're getting it. That's where it's getting it from. So I think that's a pretty safe assumption at this point in time to make.
Okay.
So your question is, should I stop eating vegetables? And the answer is stop eating iceberg lettuce and anything that probably comes from that same area of Taylor Farms.
Okay. So just so we're clear, today it was being reported as sort of like a, it wasn't Taylor Farms or Taco Bell at all, but all we know is that they had a false positive from the monitoring, but all the other evidence is looking like that still could be the culprit.
Based on the information that I've seen, I would say that that's an accurate assessment.
Okay. Boys, I know you're big lettuce eaters.
Well, that's the thing. I felt quite intelligent over the past couple of...
You've been preparing for this your whole life.
Yeah, like the superiority that I've felt... See, I've always known that stuff was poison.
Sure.
It's
good to be right.
The superiority that I have felt over the past couple of weeks... Like, I'm not worried about it at all.
No, you're fine.
I'm just making sure all my friends are safe. You know what I mean?
This could be like, I am legend and you're the only one left.
The only one that never ate a vegetable.
Are you talking about your vermin friends, Andrew?
Yeah,
or?
There you go.
How are you feeding
exactly.
your...
Yeah, the mice, yeah, exactly. I need to make sure that...
She had to bring that up.
That actually is... So some people feed their dogs and cats like lettuce and stuff. Can animals get this?
Good question.
I have only heard that it is within humans.
Because if your dog gets it, it might even be worse than if you get it.
And yeah. Doc, what I'm hearing, it not only can it incubate, I'm probably not the right term, but be inside you for 2 to 14 days before you start showing symptoms. But this is also not like, we've all had explosive diarrhea for a day or two, but this can go on days or weeks, right?
That is correct, yeah. And the other thing is that these 1,600 cases I was telling you about, it's probably conservative, it's probably inaccurate and on the low side, because you have to test for it with a specific test that looks at that individually. So it's not like I can send off my regular stool panel and that will come out of it. I have to specifically request that cyclospora is tested for.
And what do they throw at it? Bactrim, Levaquin? What's the answer?
Yeah, predominantly Bactrim. Bactrim or Cipro. Nice. One of those two.
Dave's basically
Bactrim
a doctor.
Is the best.
Yeah, I watched the first season of The Pit, so
yeah.
you know
what's going on.
I know what's going on.
Yeah, and the thing with it too is that what adds on to it is that a lot of this used to be, I think I actually heard you talking about this last week sometime, the agencies that used to look for this and look after this have been significantly hampered by all of the reduction in employees, right?
So what mm-hmm. did we used to do, Doc? What did the federal government used to do that it stopped doing that, I'm not going to say caused this, but didn't help in any?
I won't say stopped. I'll just say that it's been, some things have been decommissioned, but really what it is lack of resources within the institutions that they currently have set up. So remember that under Musk and Health Secretary Kennedy, the number of food safety inspectors decreased about 600 people in 2025. So, and 1 in 6 FDA employees were laid off, and some of them were specifically related to food safety. Mm. So I guess, and with the CDC, remember 3,000 workers were laid off through the CDC. That's 1 in every 4 CDC employees left. Mm-hmm. And then the 2026 budget for the CDC coming up, there's a 50% reduction in CDC funding. So what I'm saying is when people are thinking, you don't need federal or governmental infrastructure, well, it's the federal government that is doing all of these things that's looking out from a public health standpoint.
Yeah.
You can't treat it like a business because it's not economically feasible for a business to look into this. It's more feasible for a government that's looking out for its people to look into this.
Just to be clear, though, because I think these messages are getting confused by the way it's being reported and the way the FDA handled it. Taylor Farms is not in the clear, right?
No.
Okay, so people that maybe were like, I'm going to avoid that, probably should still do that.
Correct.
Okay.
Doc, if there's someone out there listening who's like, I can't do without my iceberg lettuce, go to a local farm, just get it from Schnucks or Deerberg's and, roll the roulette table. What do you think?
Yeah, it's it's super difficult. Now, if you've got a local farm in the area, like in Missouri, someplace that you really understand and know, then that's one thing. But, you know, one of the things that you'll see food safety people talking about right now is that this particular situation highlights the need for systems around rapid recalls, but also supply chain transparency. Right now, you can't figure out who Taylor Farms distributes to. Mm-hmm. They don't have to report it. Mm. So it makes understanding how you need to protect the public more difficult.
Okay, that's Dr. Tiffany Osborne from WashU Medicine. Thank you, Doc. You're always great. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Well, it's always fantastic talking with you guys.
Thank you. Boy, that doesn't sound good, does it?
It's scary stuff. This is one of those things, you know, I tend to, you guys have heard me kind of overreact to various medical scares or whatever. Yeah. I was very worried about like Hanta virus or whatever.
You were.
That sort of thing. And of course, naturally, this is the time that I was like, you know, I'm not really worried about this.
I'm with you. It's like if they found out that like hair products were causing something, I'd be like, I'll see you guys later.
But I also like the more time has passed, the more it's like, oh, maybe this is the one that we should be a little worried about.
So why do so many people seem to think it's a great idea to reduce the regulation of our food production?
I don't have a single answer for that.
What saved amount of money is worth all kinds of people? Now, this is just one. This is not the worst. There could be way worse things. But food safety should remain a high priority, period, the end.
Couldn't agree more.
It shouldn't be like, oh, we can save $2 million or, well, these companies don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't care if they like it. If they don't like it, get out of the business. Sell. Go do something else.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, sell the farm to someone else if you can't stand to have to, I don't know, provide a product that isn't going to poison people.
There you go. Come back, DGS. You had to go and brief Maria Kina. She's a rabbit. She eats nothing but salads, and I'm like, you're done. You're just done. Go sit on the toilet, buy some Charmin. I'll drop by care packages for you. What? What was I going to say?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things, Andrew.
Let's see.
You were going to say.
You were worried about your nightly Taco Bell runs.
So to speak.
Well, you probably don't use that word with Taco Bell.
I've eaten more salads lately than I have in years.
Yeah?
I don't know what it is.
Are you...
Like the last few days, I've just been like, you know, it sounds good, salad.
Are you wanting...
Dave's like, do I want the parasite?
I wouldn't mind a couple days. Let's just... We all know who I am.
That's why I'm asking. I know who I am.
I think it would get pretty old after that.
Yeah, it's so. Seems pretty intense.
And a poor kid, you know? Some kid gets this. That's awful. Wheels Vic is being demanding and asking about Cardinals baseball, so we must appease him. Can you take a couple minutes and just kind of wrap up this weekend?
Yeah, pretty close to garbage. It was awful.
Pretty close.
That was a bad weekend, man.
Certainly was.
Mostly bad because of yesterday. To put it into perspective, like they blew a 7-0 lead. The last time that happened was 16 years ago. 2,500 games between then and now. That's how rare it is to blow a 7-run lead in a game.
Yeah.
Or a 7-0 lead, I guess. I don't know. But the last one, I think, was at Coors Field, and it was when Tony La Russa was managing the team. And it's like, you can't lose games when you're up 7-0 if you're trying to make a push. It's not the end of the world. It's one game.
Amen, brother.
But like losing a series that way, Dustin May really struggling again by his own admission, just not good enough. The bullpen blew it yesterday, and of course, Pallante had a role in blowing it in that game, too. That's not the kind of stuff you want to see in your week and a half, 2 weeks out from the trade deadline.
What is Dustin doing or not doing? Can you see it?
Yeah, he can't throw his fastball for strikes. So, like, when he's coming into the zone, he's got to come into the zone, like, in the middle of it, and he's walking people. I mean, I give athletes credit when they own things and when they explain, like, okay, look, I just have to be better. I'm not throwing enough strikes. I'm walking too many people. I should have covered home plate. I give all of them credit for doing it because some guys don't. Like we lived through years of Miles Michaelis making excuses. Yeah. Well, the ball just, you know, some balls just got through. Bad
some
luck.
Soft contact.
Yeah, soft contact. No, dude, you're getting rocked. At least I give May credit for owning it, but Dustin May has been pretty awful since his complete game shutout.
We didn't help him much, though.
That was June 15th, though.
Potheads didn't help him out.
No, but again, I am on the side of the catcher needs to block anything that bounces within a certain amount of feet, within like a certain range, right? Mm-hmm. Pais was not good. He did not help him. But that doesn't mean that that had anything to do with May walking the house and then throwing cookies because he had to.
Right.
You know, Dustin May's not exactly helping his trade standing here either. So, like, either way this goes, trying to stay in it or trying to trade, not a good thing when he's had a month like this. And, you know, the bullpen, as Bernie pointed out last week, is its own separate issue.
Andrew, you can't win when you're throwing cookies. I hear you say that all the time. Mm-hmm.